Okay. Good luck, everybody, for Chanukah and Chanukah, what's remaining of Chanukah. Our title course is the last night, so we have fulfilled the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neros on Chanukah for the last time this year. So this evening, instead of talking about Halacha relating to Hadlokas Neros, I hope it's Chanukah, which, again, there's not that much time remaining. I want to speak about something which is part of the Chanukah story and raise an interesting question relating to the heroes of Chanukah, the families of Hashmonai. We know, we say in our Nisim, the Rimat Bishel Binochan and Kohen Golo Chashmonai, the very term Chashmonai is somewhat shrouded in mystery where that comes from. The name of the city called Chashmona, is that where they came from? Does it mean something else? Who exactly was this family? What's their origin? We say Bimimat Bishel Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, is Matisyo the Kohen Gadol, or is Yochanan Kohen Gadol, is Yochanan actually his father? Was there a previous ancestor called Yochanan? According to some accounts, Matisyo was the grandson of Shimon HaTzadik that we read about in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, you know, Shimon HaTzadik, Kohen Mishori, Knesset Gadol, and so on, you know, who was active at that time with the Greeks, although to make him very old, according to at least one reckoning. So there's a lot of questions, and you know, there are different accounts and different important history works, you know, written by, traditional Jewish history works, not to mention, you know, secular history works. In general, when did Hanukkah happen exactly in terms of the calendar year? Again, some of this is shrouded in mystery, and it's not a history lesson, so I'm not going to look all that. Now there are a number of articles and books that are written about it. And again, there are conflicting sources in some of the traditional works. But the Rambam tells us in the very beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, Chanukah, I said at the very beginning because Megillah and Chanukah are combined into one section of the Rambam. There are four chapters, two chapters on Purim and two chapters on Chanukah. Together it's called Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah, but the Chanukah starts in Paragimel. So Paragimel Aleph Aleph, the Rambam tells us the historical background. The Bayis Sheni, Kishamacha Yavam Gozu, they were like so bitch with Gosam, Lohinichos and Lassa Petor and Mitzvahs. In the time of the Bayis Sheni, when the Greeks reigned, they passed certain decrees against the Jews and tried to abolish the religion and didn't let them involve themselves in Petor and Mitzvahs. Who passed to Yodam and Mamonam, who no Seam, the Nichnasulai, they reached out and took their money and their daughters. The Nichnasulai Hechal, they went into the Bayis Hamikdash, who Pirzos, and they breached places with Timuat Taros, and they defiled some of the Taharas there and so on. The Tsar of Heaven is from Ma'od, Mithaim, and the Jewish people suffered great anguish on their account. The Lachas and Lachas Gadol, they oppressed them with great oppression. Ad Sherichem Alem Al-Khevasim, on 1244, we finally had Rachamim. Vahoshiyam Liyadam Vihitzilam, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu saved us and protected us and brought about Yeshua. The Gavru B'nei Chashmal Noi HaKohanim HaGadol. The family of the Chashmonaim, the Kohanim Gedolim, were victorious over the Greeks. Vahargu, Vahoshia, Yisrael, Miyadam. They killed them all, for they saved the Jewish people. They had Midu Melech Min HaKohanim. They appointed a king from among those Kohanim. The Chazva Malchus of Yisrael and Jewish sovereignty, the Jewish rulership over Eretz Yisrael, returned Yetar Mosayim Shonim for more than 200 years out of Chodan Hasheni until the destruction of Bayi Hasheni. According to most historians, Chanukah happened around 165 or so BCE. And the second Beit Hamikdash was destroyed in 70 CE. Again, precise details to be discussed. But the Rambam says, yes, sir, I'm a sign, Shah, more than 200 people. And that's the Rambam's presentation. The first of all, some of the interesting, why did the Rambam give us this historical background? This is in the Mishnah Torah, obviously, the Chanukah. That's the work of Halacha. So the Rambam has to give us the historical background, for he's not writing a history work here. We don't find that he does that at the beginning of Hilchos Megillah. He doesn't tell us the whole Purim story. At the beginning of, or anywhere, in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, didn't tell the story of the Shibud and Mitzrayim and so on. So why should we begin the Hilchos Chanukah with historical background? And then he goes on, Allah Habez, Shagavu Yisrael, Allah Adeyev, Idum, Bechav, Hei, Bechavish Kisvei, Hoyav, and the final victories on the 25th Kisvei, and they went into the Beis Hamikdash and couldn't find enough oil. Since he tells us why, the historical background. So if he passes, the simple answer is,
There's no written
record. Right, but there is no other written record. There's nothing in Chanukah. There's nothing about Chanukah is found in Kisvei HaKodesh, right? There's nothing in Tanakh. I mean, you know, Ramazan here and there is different things, but the story of Chanukah is not found anywhere in our scripture and written Torah and in the Tanakh. And that's not true about the Torah, obviously. You have the whole Megillah Sefer. It's not true about Pesach. You have the Chumash. You have the story of Yisrael. So this is the only, the Rambam put it here because it really doesn't appear anywhere else in Kisvei HaKodesh. There are other works, which are part of the Apocrypha, about Sefer HaMakabim, sometimes also called Sefer HaChashmonaim, which is in the Svarim HaChitzonim, the Megillah of Antiochus, There's another work that was a short work that some people actually read on Hanukkah. I think it's printed in the old Birnbaum Siddur, the back they print Megillah Santi Yochus. Some shuls read it, and there's a Sadiqah, and they read it. And after that, too. Anyway, there are works, but it's not part of Tanakh. So therefore, the Rambam included it over here. As a matter of fact, it fits in because it's interesting that in the Rambam's Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah, Hakdama the Rambam to the Mishnah Torah, he says why he called this work the Mishnah Torah. Leficha karasi shein chibur zeh Mishnah Torah. This is toward the end of his introduction. Levisha adam kore v'tar shebuchzab tchilo v'chaka kore v'zeh. Because you can read the written Torah, the Tanakh, and then you read this work. V'yodeh v'mena tar shebuchzab tchilo v'eino tar kliklo sefer achar v'neh. So three other works. And I'm in a statement with some viewers, perhaps somewhat self-serving, or both fall away, writes that, you know, basically what you need is the Tanakh and my sefer. Then you have everything you need to know. I say, unlike the Shulchan Aruch, which only discusses things with Shalach Alamaisa, and there's nothing about Karbonis and Odinik Tumna Tahara in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam wrote about everything. So that's what he says, and he calls it the Mishnah Torah. Okay, you don't read any other work besides this. It's sort of an irony of history that I think aside from the Tanakh, there's more literature on the Rambam's Mishnah Torah than it ever. He says, all you need is this book and the Tanakh, and that's it. You know, and again, we know how many different essays and so on, and articles written on Mishnah Torah, more than, perhaps even more than the Gemara. I don't know, but aside from Tanakh, it's kind of an irony of, because Baruch Hu has his own plans, a sense of humor. But that's what the Rambam writes. So therefore, if you point out, well, if you wouldn't have introduced this history of the Hanukkah story, that's not in Tosh Mitzvah, so a person wouldn't know the story. So that's why he had to put it in to keep his word, but he wrote it in Hazdoma. But even without that, I would just add something else, namely that you know, part of the major, one of the major pieces of the Yom Tov of Hanukkah is Pirsumei Nisa, right, to publicize the story. Well, in order to publicize the story, you have to know the story. So there is a halachic, and the two things go together, but there is a halachic import. It's not Tam, the Rambam's telling you the history. If you're going to publicize the miracles, you have to know the background. You're going to publicize the story. You have to know what the story is to be publicized. So in a certain sense, perhaps this is part of the obligation of Pirsumei Nisa to know what it is that took place. But in any event, that's how the Rambam begins Hilchos Chanukah Paragraf Gimel Halacha Aleph. But there's one line that you really want to focus on this evening, and that is the line that says Hamidu Melech Kohanim. They appointed a king. The Chashmonaim took over for several generations as the kings. In fact, until Herod Urgus, you had several generations of kings from the Malchus of the Chashmonaim, from the family of the Chashmonaim. And that line should give us a little bit of pause because we know that in our tradition, the kings of the Jewish people come from Shevet Yehuda, and not from Kohanim, but from Shevet Levi. And that's, of course, based on the pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, in the bracha given to Yehuda, we'll read in a couple of weeks, Bereishis Perek Mem Tes, pasuk Yud, in the bracha given to Yehuda by Yaakov on his deathbed. It says, among other things, Lo Yosur Shevet Yehuda, U'mechoket M'shein Ragov, right? The scepter, the ruling scepter, shall not depart from Shevet Yehuda, and so on. And Rashi explains, let us Shevet Yehuda, Rashi says, Midavid ve'elech, starting with David, he's alluding to the fact that there was a king before, there was Shaul, okay, but starting with David, the scepter, the ruling scepter will never depart from Shevet Yehuda, and Rashi adds, and the Gemara has like this in Horus of Yud Alpha Beis, Elu Rosh Ve'Golios Shevet Bogo, this even includes the leaders of the Jews in exile, who weren't exactly kings, but the leaders of the Jews in exile were the Rosh Ve'Golios and Bogo, also from the family of Shevet Yehuda. So that's what this pasuk means. And therefore, we're entitled to wonder what's going on here. How did the Chashmonaim in the wake of the Hanukkah story assume or have members of their family appointed to serve as Melochim in the time of the Bayis Sheni? It seems to be a direct violation of this pasuk here in Parshas Vayechi. As a matter of fact, the Rambam himself in the Sefer HaMitzvah, in Mitzvah Losa, says Shin Samech Beis, the Rambam writes, Losa says Shin Samet Beis, Yisiranu Shalol Linos Aleinu Melech, Yisheloya Mizer Yisrael, Apo Pishir Ger Tzedek. There's a mitzvah you can appoint as a Jewish king, only somebody who is Jewish by birth, and it can't be a Ger. Who Amru, that's based on the Pasuk in the Parsha Shokh, in the Varav Losucha, Allah says, Alech Yish Nachi HaShalom Echicha Hu, okay, and he quotes the Sifrei, and he says, included in this also, towards the end, the Rambam writes again, this is Mitzvah Losa, says Shin Samat Beis, the Rambam says, Amram HaMalchus Levad, The Rambam in this mitzvah of this law to appoint a non-Jew as a melech includes, it's included in this, is that you're not allowed to have a melech from any other shevet other than shevet Yehuda from the line of David, specifically the line of David through Shlomo. That's what the Rambam says. And anybody who believes in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu so and so has to believe in this and accept this. Anybody who is not from that family may be a wonderful person, but is considered, from this perspective, from this din, to be a nochri, like a non-Jew. You can't appoint him. So that's why Rambam said this is allowed. Kimo, shekol zera acher bilti zera aron, and avodah zar kriyavay. Just like somebody who's not from the zera aron is considered a zar with regards to the avodah and the beis that can be performed only by a kohanim, the zera aron. So, The Rambam tells us this very din, so it only strengthens the question of how the Chashmonaim were permitted to do this when the Rambam himself presents this to Sefer HaMitzvot. And as a matter of fact, interestingly enough, this is lesser known than the second half of Rambam says lesser is not well known. The first half is in the Rambam's Perish HaMishnah in Sanhedrin, the Perik Chelek, the famous Hakdama of the Rambam. To the Parak Chelek in the 10th Parak of Masechet Sanhedrin, where the Rambam outlines what we refer to as nowadays the 13 Ikar Emuna, right, the Yud Gimel Ikar Emuna. So number 12, that's Ani Mamin, the Emuna Shlemim V'Yas HaMashiach, that's the famous one, right, most famous one, I guess. It's the only one I have songs to it, but the first one also. But anyway, the Rambam writes, I so Shneim Osar, the most HaMashiach, Hu La'amein, etc. That's the part people know. That's the 12th of the 13 Ikar Emunah that the Rambam outlines. But towards the end of that, the Rambam writes, again, this is in the Parish HaMishnah, but it's with Parak Yud, and it's actually his introduction, right? So the Rambam writes, Parak Yud, the Mishnah, of course, some Kalakalabo. So the Rambam writes, the source, Yisod Shem Osar, he adds, if you're talking about the Mashiach, Umichlal Yisod Zeh, included in this Iker, in this principle, Zeh She'ein Melech Yisrael Elohim Beis David, Umizer HaShlomo, Lovad. The Rambam includes that as one of the Ikar Emunah, right? Of a Chol HaCholik Ala Mishpacha HaZos, Kofar B'Hashem Yisbarach Shemo, of a Dibrei Neviyah. Anybody who challenges that is a Kofar, right? That he's rejecting HaKadosh Baruch and his Neviyah. So he says that pretty powerful statement. It's not, I mean, I don't say just, it's a law, it includes it, low sufficient stuff, and he presents it here as, as one of the Ikari Amuna, that you're not allowed to, to violate someone who holds otherwise, so that's not good. And he codifies this Lahalapa in Parak Aleph of Huchus Melachim, in Parak Aleph of Halapa Zion, he speaks about the Mashiach, the Tzon, or anointing, and he writes in Ches, he leaves at least a little bit room for some change, provided there's a Navi involved. Navi shehamid melech mishar shivtei Yisrael, ma'ayah ot ha-melech olech v'derech ha-tor v'amitzvah nilcham v'chamad Hashem, ha-ri zeh melech v'chol mitzvah ma'achos nahogos bo. Afo pi she'ikar ha-ma'achos l'david, v'yeh mi'bon of melech. Okay, and he gives an example of Achi HaShiloni, and I don't think you rub him, and so on. So, but, in halacha tester, I'm right, malchei beis David, Hema Omdim La'olam. It's Malchus Beis David that has the reign forever. In other words, it sounds like in Halacha Ches, and that's an open door to some discussion later, that the Navi can, on a temporary basis, appoint somebody else. But in terms of the long-term rulership, that's got to be Malchus Beis David. He quotes Sukkim, Kisacha, Yenachot Ad Olam, and so on. Avo Yamid, Melech Mishar Yisrael, Yimaseka Malchus Beis Yisrael, Yenemal Yerma Achlo Kaleyamim. No other family will have an ongoing lineage in Saudi. Even your uncle was told that. Okay, but anyway, to hear this, the Rambam gives you a little bit of an opening, but again, by and large, it would appear pretty clear that, a king from another family, except under extraordinary circumstances, the Rambam seems to have to be a Navi, to accept that, it would be a violation of a law, and even perhaps clear against the 12th of the Ikar Emunah. In fact, there's an interesting discussion, just as a side point, would the person even have the din of a melech? Let's say, there's a famous sugya in the beginning of Masechet Temura, which the sugya of Kol Mitzvah, Amar Achmona Lo Savid, Yavid Mahani or Yavid Lo Mahani. That's a famous Yeshivish sugya. That comes up in many, many places. So it's a machokas Abai and Rav, and a machokas Harapaska. Because they usually we pass like Rav against Abai. This is not one of the six, but there are many Abayas like Abai. It's a lot of machokas Abai and Rav there in Tmura. That's how it's on Tmura. It starts with Tmura because the Torah says that you're not allowed to switch once you designate an animal for a carbon. You can't switch one for the other. And if you did, both. You can't, your switch doesn't work. So is that a general rule? Is that an exception? So it comes up by Tmura. By Tmura, it also comes up by Tmura. Let's say a person is a din, you're not allowed to separate better quality, worse quality food for truma and potter your better quality crops. What if you did? Is there a halal shame of truma? Right, that's the question. Shchut echut, how a slaughter, what if I do this? Is shchita chal or is the animal still available? Right, I did. You come up below these cases, the Torah says don't do something, you do it, okay, you're definitely in violation of what the Torah says, but is the action chal? That's basically the question. Let's say Shabbos. Now I slaughter an animal on Shabbos, the one the third of my malachas. Let's say I did. Is it a kosher shechita? Okay, let's say I did a business transaction on Shabbos. I violated Shabbos. But does the transaction count? Is the sale valid in halacha, or the whole thing is disregarded because it's a violation? Or let's say ribbis, you charge ribbis. There are many, many different examples of that. Some sofer, in his commentary to Masechet Sanhedrin, and of Yud Tes Amud Beis, discusses this with regards to Shimon ben Shetach, whose wife was in the Chashmonei family, right, in the days of Yama HaMelech. So Shimon ben Shetach, some sofer talks about Shimon ben Shetach, and that piece, of Yud Tes Beis, Shimon ben Shetach, and the story with Yama HaMelech. So he says that could be that Yanai, Yanai was a descendant, Alexander Yanai, who's sometimes called, was from the Chashmonei family, not a worthy fellow. Okay, he killed, to say the least, right, the killed off from many of the Rabbonim. In fact, the Gemara records, some of you may remember, that it's so funny, he was a firm guy in some ways. So when they wanted to have a bench, they didn't have a bench, but they wanted a bench from him. So they fetched Shimon ben Shetach, his wife, and hid their brother. His wife was the sister of Shimon ben Shetach. So the wife hid the brother from the persecution. Says, "Well, I bring out my brother. You're going to kill him." Anyway, so the unusual time in Jewish history. Tough guy. Not at all. He told them off. He said they came in and asked him to bench. They didn't have any food. So he said, "So I said, Baruch Shachal Mishum Mishavay Miyanai." And what? I said, "Thank you. You didn't give me any food." No. He was a tough guy. Yeah. Huh? Right. He didn't let him have it. But anyway. So this is one of the Shimon Shetach's and Yarnel stories, and I just have no faith. So it says that because he was really from the Kohanim, it could be Shimon Shetach, Habisrila, Shu Kosher, Kahuna, Umelu, Pasul, Amalhu. Umalhu, so who beloved, the Oya Kalakon, Alavim. We get to the exact Pasul in a second, the violation of Yerushalmi, okay, that the Swam Sof is referring to, because there seems to be a law to appoint someone from a non-Yehuda family to be the king. He felt he wasn't a king, and be Yavid, Lomahani. And he holds it, Yavid Lo Mahani, right? It doesn't help. It doesn't really have the status of a melech anyway. What he's referring to in the Yerushalmi is the following. Based on that pasuk, the Yerushalmi in Torius, based on that pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, so the Yerushalmi in Masechet Torius is in Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis. Let's see. Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis, Masechet Torius. So there, the Gemara quotes that pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, and let's find the pasuk. It says like this: "It says Ein Moshkin Melachim Kohana." This is the end of Tetzalim Bay in the regular Vilna Bavli, Vilna Yerushalmi. So it says Ein Moshkin Melachim Kohana. You can't appoint any Kohanim to be Mashiach to anoint them as king. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Antudraya, Hashem, why? How do you know that? Hashem, well, he also Hashem Yehuda, because the Pasuk, Allah is Hashem Yehuda. Hamav Chir Barba, a different rabbi said, no, that's what I'm so referred to. Sukkim in Parshas Shoftim, okay, Parshas Shoftim, Dvarim Perek in Zion, it says regarding the king, it's Parshas Amelech, and Shoftim ends, Laman, Yari Chamim Amalachal, who went on the Perek of Yisrael. At the end of the Parshas, it's called the Parshas Malachim, and it's actually the end of Aliyah. not mistaken, right? Who will not call Yisrael? Or who will not care to call Yisrael? And the very next pasuk, for the next part, says, Lo yu'a la kohanim halavim, chelek, lo yu'a la kohanim halavim, chelek, and so on. But we juxtapose the two, it's like, Laman Erich was talking about the Melech, who will not care to lo yu'a la kohanim halavim. He's like, juxtapose the psukim, okay, and indicates, therefore, that now, there may be a regular din that you can't appoint. There's a special din. You can't appoint anyone from Shevet Yehuda. That's what the Tei Moshe points out. Tei Moshe says, from the first Russia, Ein Moshkin Melachim Kohanim, Ein Mahvidim Melachim Kohanim, Kedorish Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda, for Chir Barbo. The second opinion is, Dorish Lemi Smichus Aksubim, the Yehuda Kodim Yehuda, 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 The other part of the Shevet Yehuda is more expensive, includes all Shvatim. So either it means that they didn't want to use that pasuk because, after all, you had Shol, okay, and other melachim among the Malchi Yisrael, or one of the things there might be a special issue, perhaps in regards to Kohanim. That's the drasha that the Chassam Sofer quotes. So that Gemara Horius Paragil Mishnah Bei. There's a parallel Gemara in Sota as well. In Sota as well, the Sota is Parakhes Halacha Parakhes Halacha Gimel. So the Gemara there has the same. It's basically the same drasha. Okay, but the again the same motion Kama Lachim Yehuda to Draya Al Shem Alosh Yehuda Mechir Bar Adol says here Al Shem Uman Yerich Nacham Alachu Vona Mechir Bisel Makhsi Basar Loya Loya Lakhanim Alavim etc. So the Plei Moshe there in Tosa says the same. The Plei Moshe I mentioned is the only parish and the only forest we have on the entire Yerushalmi. Whatever we have in Yerushalmi is a Plei Moshe. Here in Tosa you have the Korban Eida. You have a Korban Eida on a lot of Yerushalmi, but not on us. Yeah, Kohanim, not on everything though. Kohanim, in Horus there's no Kohanim. In some respects, there's none of the Kohanim. Right. But the Plei Moshe name of the Kohanim here refers to Ein Moshe Melech Kohanim, Im Nasa Kohen Melech, Ein Moshe Melech. And he says that's the idea. The only reason why you can make a Kohen Melech, but not with Mashiach, not with the oil. Why would you think? Because Al Kadar, the Kohen Melech, Zar Etho, the Gam Kohanim, the Kohen Melech Moshe Melech, Kamash Kohen Melech, Kohen Melech, Kohen Melech, Kohen Melech, the issue here is Mashiach, the oil, and the Kohen Gadol is also anointed with oil. So you might have thought, okay, if for some reason a Kohen becomes a Melech, you could anoint him. The issue here, according to the Kohen, is the issue of anointing. Okay? The only use Shalom Mishnah for the kings that are all generations, you know, like the Malchus Beis David. And Makhsiv Vasei Lo Yehu Kohen Olim, Lomar She'en Amal Kohen, O Levi Lamela, the Kohen. So he says the second drasha teaches you cannot appoint or anoint. Okay, you can't do either thing with someone from the family of the Kohanim or the Levim. Anyway, so you have drushes in the Gemara about all of this, and therefore, we're entitled to get back to our topic. The point is, we're entitled to wonder. So, what's going on here in the days of the Chashmonaim? So again, we saw the Rambam left a little opening in that sugya in Horus in Sota the way that the Kohanim explains it. A little bit, well, maybe there are certain circumstances. So let's see what's happening here. So the fact is that based on the Pasuk of Yosef Shemi Yehuda, the Ramban, on that Pasuk in Bereshis, says very simply that they were wrong. They had no right to do that. They were in violation of Halacha. They had no right to do it. The Ramban writes, Ramban's not afraid to say that people, before him, great people make mistakes. And he compliments, he says in glowing terms of what the Chashmonaim accomplished, but you can't take it away from them. But he says, here they made a mistake. And on that pasuk, gracious paragraph, test pasuk, there's a long Ramban where he discusses about Shaul and other things, right? The important Ramban, coming up to 2 weeks, you can read it then. So for now, the Zehoyah Ones HaChashmonaim Shemalchu Bebayez Sheni, Kayayu Chasidei Elyon. He describes the Chashmonaim as Chasidei Elyon, extraordinarily high level righteous people. Okay, will Malay have the Shtakwa Torah of Mitzvah Yisrael? Sometimes it's not for the Chashmonaim and their heroism in the Tanu Chanukah, but like we say in Alanisim, right? The goal was Lahashkicham Torah Secha, Ulahavir Mitzvah Kevitzanecha. There's no doubt that was the goal of our enemies, and if not for the Chashmonaim, Rachon Latzan, will Malay have the Shtakwa Torah of Mitzvah Yisrael? And the Afal Pichein, Nenshu Onesh Gadol, despite the tremendous heroism and saving Torah and Klal Yisrael, nothing, Rabban says that. Nonetheless, they were punished. Ki Arba'as Tzedei Chashmonaim Zarkan HaChasidim HaMolchim Zeh HaZeh, Im Kol Gurosom HaTzloch HaSom, Nachlu B'yad HaYedeihem. In fact, several generations, they were killed in battle. Does he mean the four sons of unfortunately, not the show, or not, okay, not the show's sons, all except for one actually died, you know, at some point in battle with the Greeks. So they had this terrible, despite all the success, they fell at the hands of the enemy. The Higia Orish Pasol, and ultimately down the road, Masha Omar of Hussein Zichon of Rochas, in one of the beginnings of the Pasuk Gimel Beis, that says, no, the entire Chashmonaim family was terminated. There's no more Chashmonaim. The whole family was wiped out. The last one, Herod, the Meshulam Herod, who murdered many people, murdered his whole family, murdered the last remnant of the Chashmonaim family, to the point the Gemara says, anybody who claims to come from the family of the Chashmonaim, a person is an Eved. Because the only person who was from Herod was married to Chashmonaim, and he was technically an Eved, like Dubian, okay? And he started out, he worked his way up at the time. He was a clever man and successful in many areas. I mean, I know it takes a tour of Eretz Yisrael every third building is from Herod, right? And it's like, you know, that's what it seems. So he was a great strategic, built in sensible places and so on. His fortresses were used centuries later in the wars. I mean, you know, but it's crazy. So I was paranoid and so on. He murdered many people, including his own family, and tortured people. But anyway, so therefore, there's no remnant to the whole Chashmonaim family, okay? Shenichus u'kulam v'avon zeh, says the Rabban, all the whole Chashmonaim family died out on account of this Avera, right? And, you know, v'avon pishah b'zer shimon onesh v'atzukim, avon kol zer amat v'shev Chashmonaim tzadik lo avdol v'avu zeh, shemolchu v'lo ha'mizer Yehudu v'beis David. Okay, they violated what David HaMelech said. So therefore, the answer to our question is, for the Rabban, it was Takin Isser, and it was Tamin, it was wrong, that was it. Okay, and you know, that's certainly Rabban says it's a plausible position to take, and they made a mistake, or they didn't realize, or whatever. What about the Rambam? So one could say, it seems to me, that the Rambam wasn't weighing in. He was just reporting historical fact. I mean, the Rambam may have also agreed that they had no right to assume the throne, but that's not his point over here. He's telling the story. He's, as I said before, he's presenting history, and he's not weighing in whether it was right or wrong. You could make that claim, but instinctively, it seems, when you read that Rambam, it sounds like he's including all of this in the glory and in the miracle. You know, he says, Hoshiri saw me, you know, his language is, until HaKadosh Baruch had Rachamim, and the Govru, B'nei Chashmonaim, HaKonah, Govru, Hargum, they wiped out the enemy, Hoshiri saw me, Adam, they saved the Jews, Davidu, Melech, and HaKohanim. You know, Rambam seems to be presenting it in a positive light. Again, if one wants to insist that the Rambam agrees, and it's just reporting facts, it could be, but it sounds like the Rambam is presenting it to, you know, as a positive. Yeah.
I think I already think some of the prophets were right to point the king there. They were
perpetuating.
Oh, okay,
so come to that. Good. Okay, right. So anyway, that's one text we'll mention, okay? But again, but here the Rambam, I think the way to read the Rambam is that it's not like the Rambam, there was an error, maybe longer term than error. That's, I think, and the truth is, you could, you know, if you wanted to insist, you know, again, you had this terrible punishment. The fact, again, as a side thing, people raise the question, you know, how come there's no record of Hanukkah in the Mishnayos? Yeah, I mentioned, there's mention of Hanukkah in a few Mishnayos, but only incidental. When the Mishnayos and Megillah talk about the Kriyas HaTorah, of all the different holidays, they mention Hanukkah. When it talks about Tainus, when you confess, it mentions in Bava Kamma, damaged by fire, what if your Hanukkah candle burns down to the house and stuff? But it's incidental. The dinim of Ner Hanukkah don't appear in the Mishnayos. A lot of people wonder about why that is, why there are no Mishnayos about it. So it's interesting. There's a sefer called Chut HaMishulah Shachadash, which is a biography of Chasam Sofer and two members of his family. His father, Rav Kiv Eiger. Chasam Sofer's second wife was the daughter of Rav Kiv Eiger. And Chasam Sofer's son, the Chasam Sofer. So you have these three great Gedolei Torah, the Chasam Sofer, the Kiv Eiger, and the Chasam Sofer. So we don't put out a biography story. So in the section about the Chasam Sofer on page Kuf Mem Hey, it says as follows. It says about Hanukkah, the Herkel, it's not an interesting thing. We'll get to tonight. The Hanukkah was first Shabbos Kodesh, when Hanukkah later was the Shabbos, like tonight, it's not our topic here, but it happens to be okay. Hidlik their Hanukkah Kodem Havdolah. He lit even at home. Hanukkah candles before Havdolah. I think most of us at home in shul, that's what we do also. Hanukkah candles first, Havdolah second. At home, I don't hear it the other way. At home, I think most people do Havdolah first, then Hanukkah candles, but there's another opinion. In fact, it seems to be Ramah. It seems to be a very prevalent opinion among the early posts. The Chassam Sofer held like that. The Chanukah on Tzoy Shabbos told the Shidlik near Chanukah Korban Hamdola even at home. Okay, that's not our topic. But now he says, well, Marvel of the Pume, one of his things he liked to discuss was, Ki Neitz Chanukah lo Nis Tarkal the Mishnah. The Neitz Chanukah is never mentioned. The Mishnah of Omar Tamo, Ki Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Sadeh HaMishnah. The Mishnah was, you know, put together by Yudah Nasi. So he was Harem Yizera Dabar HaKadosh. Yudah Nasi, Rebbe, was from the line of Hillel and from the line of Dabar HaMelech. Okay? The Neitz Chanukah, Nasser, the Beis Chashon, Shet Tosku HaMelucha. They grabbed the Melucha below Harem Yizera Dabar. Is that here with Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rebbe, you don't seem like that? He left it out. So not only did they punish it, the whole family died out, but the punishment was the Chanukah is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Now, again, the truth is, I don't know, I don't mean that really, really. They quote this in the Sefer Talmud and Hagim, you know, as to why. But the truth is, the Chassam Sofer himself elsewhere, I want to be fair, Chassam Sofer elsewhere in his parish to Gittin, Ayin Chesavadal, that's in the, those want to look it up, the Talmud and Hagim, you know, the Chanukah is the top left side. Close to Chassam Sofer. So it's in this story. Chassam Sofer may have said it. He really, seriously, in his commentary, there's more in Gittin about Ayin Ches, Amun Aleph, Dibam Asko, Kinsi Starchov there. He says, Al Tisma, Shari Bishum, Mokko Mishnah, Lo Mishka, Shenich, Adam, Tfilin, Eden. Don't be so surprised. Does it say anywhere the dinner of Tfilin found? That is the Mitzvah to put on Tfilin? Are they found in Mishnah? Okay. Mishabegit, Shadal, Kansas, Chayim, the Tzitzit. The same way the Mishnah answers, no, it doesn't. He goes, Ela Tfilah Sharosh Enam Akav Shuyad. It does say, Tchelet Enam Akav Lovan, so there's certain things are mentioned. But the basic mitzvah is no Mishnah, it's not Tfilah about Sittis either. In fact, he doesn't mention here, I'm a little surprised, but the Rambam writes in his Perish HaMishnah in Menachos, on that Perich HaPelas, he says, because these things are so well known, and there was no need for the Mishnah, it was so obvious, so well known, everybody knew about it. And that's what the Chassam Sofer writes here also. Okay, the low tanan chay of adam lahadlik ner Chanukah. He doesn't say that you have to light Chanukah. Ella gets yotzer b'yudah omer b'ner Chanukah poter. A spark flies out in ner Chanukah and it burns, and that's the machotes with a chay of a poter. The ner Chanukah gufa heche huskar mishnah. Ella regilam ha'ev b'kafo huskar. Achanam, the same thing over here. So again, you can ask. There are many other things that people know. I don't have a good answer. So for this, right? I don't know why, but in any event, that's not us. Yeah, we're saying. Okay, that's an interesting question. But be that as it may, bottom line is that, okay, but be that as it may, we look at what the Ramban writes, true, the whole family is wiped out. Maybe this is also a little bit of a punishment to not including the Mishnahs. But in any event, we're trying to, so as I said before, the Korn Ramban, our problem is answered. The Chashmonim were not allowed to do it, and maybe some of them, maybe that's why they were punished in terms of the Mishnahs. Take it or leave it. But the, you could argue, okay, so the Rambam disagrees on the Rambam is a Das Yochid. And maybe the Rambam held, no, but the truth is, quite a number of other Rishonim and Achronim quote this, most likely drawing from the Rambam, because it's a paper, Orchus Chaim, the Aaron Akon of Lunil, or Rishonim, Hilchus Chanukah, you know, Zal, quotes the Rambam. Cost of a Rambam, Zal, Bechofe, Bechisse, Yomi Chanukah, etc. He quotes the Rambam verbatim, so it doesn't sound like he's disagreeing. He doesn't leave that line out. He says the poster on verbatim. Same thing, again, it's usually they go together. The Sefer Kolbo, which is just really a synopsis of the Orchus Chaim, the Mandalad doesn't say it's from the Rambam. It's clearly drawn from the Rambam. Starts the same way. And he says again, Behamidu Melech Min HaKohanim, so he has it's a Meiri. Also not quoting the Rambam directly, not even with a nickname, but the Meiri says also, on the Gemara and Shabbos, Chafal of the Chanuk, the Gemara's, Nez desh of Chanukah the Bayis Sheni Hoya Shekaz of Malchus Yom Gzeirus Harba Yisrael Levato Dosam the same etc. Okay, he doesn't have the exact words as the Rambam, although it's likely that he's drawn from there. And he also says Umanu Melech Min HaKohanim. He also says it. So quite a number of Rishonim quote either quote directly or drawing from the Rambam, who seem to agree. And they don't say, well, it was wrong for them to do that, and so on and so forth. Yeah.
Right
over. As I said before, could be the Rambam was just reporting historical facts. He's not weighing in. But it sounds like he's including it in the miracle. It's just the way he describes it. So again, so that's what the Rambam says here in Hilchos Chanukah. Among the Achronim as well, the Chai Odom, Paul Kuf Nun Dalet, that's Hilchos Chanukah. Bif Aleph, the Vaya Sheni, Kishamal Hatiyotos. Again, it was most likely drawn from the Rambam. We also have Amidu Melech Min HaKohanim. Okay, the kids of Shulchan Aruch. pretty much. Quote. Kitzur Shomar also. It's in Kuf Lamed Tes. Also, almost word for word, the Rambam. They all quote the Rambam. I mention this because there's some I've heard who want to be Medayek. If you take a look at the Mishnah Brewer, the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, Tav Reish Ayin, in our Chanukah, of course, Tav Reish Ayin, Halacha is Sif Aleph, it's called Aleph. The Mishnah Brewer tells the story, okay? Maschil and Shmosh, Chanukah, Kibibai, Sheni, Kishamachu, Mafa, Malchay, Risha, Dozu, etc. He doesn't have that one. And the Shabur Taka doesn't include the line Hamidu Melech Menachahanim, which he does say Chazu Malchus Yisrael, but he doesn't. He skips that line. Almost as the Rambam word verbatim, he says, you know, Atzurichem of the Kavosein of Hoshia Miyadam, but he's from a Gavu Bnei Chashmona Akhanato, the Hard Hoshia Yisrael Miyadam, the Chazu Malchus. It's like he omits that line. But someone of the Rambayek, the Shabur is Chosish for the Shifu Ramban, that it was wrong, so therefore he leaves it out. Okay, could be. I'm not, you know, I don't know. But it is striking they just omitted that line. But as I showed you, quite a number of other, you know, both Rishonim and Achronim quote, you know, are not hesitant to quote the Rambam approvingly. So how do we sort of rectify? How do we justify? There are a number of different possible approaches to explain why it may not have been, you know, the kind of affair which the Rambam and they read before in Akdama Techelek. And, you know, Klal Ikar Yud Bey says that it's kofar if you deny the family of Dabar HaMelech and Tzorah, it's one of the Animamans, you know, like Bashir. So one answer could be that I also heard the name of the Rav was with what John had mentioned, that the problem is only if you're appointing, and we sort of door opened that a little bit, the Rav and Hilchos Halachim, that you could appoint somebody as a king on a temporary basis, right? As a, you know, kind of like a Horosh Shah. It's only if you try and do it as a father-son kind of thing for generations. Because that was what was promised to David. That's a pasuk. It's a pasuk a few places in Tanakh. One of them is in Shmuel Bey's Perek Zion, pasuk Tes Zion. Because Baruch Hu says, you know, V'ne'eman beischa u'mamlachtecha ad olam l'pomecha, kisacha yeh nachon ad ha'olam. Right, from generation to generation. That's a pasuk in Shmuel Bey's. Another pasuk in Divrei Yamin, they're more pasukim, there's a couple. Divrei Yamin Bey's, Perek Yud Gimel. Find the pasuk. I thought it was pasuk says. I don't see it now. Okay, also a similar. Oh, here. Halo lachem la parakei gimel pasuk hay. Give it on the base. Halo lachem la das ki Hashem lo kei Yisrael. No son mamlocha le David al Yisrael lo ulevana brit melach. Brit melach. You know, it doesn't spoil. It doesn't get ruined. Doesn't change. So that's what's also. Okay, but as the Rambam already alluded to, one can have a different melech. I'm going to read the Rambam again. Hilchos Malachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches. Nami shehemid melech mishar shivtei Yisrael. B'haya osa melech. Two conditions have been met. B'haya osa melech holech b'derech ha-torah b'mitzah b'milcham b'chamas Hashem. Then harech the melech b'chol mitzah ha-malchus ha-hagos b'al. Afo b'ishe ikar ha-malchus ha-dovin. Even though the ikar is a dovin, but sometimes there can be other circumstances in which they can have a melech. Although again, I stress the Rambam here, Hilchos Malachim seems to say that it's al pi Navi, of course, at the time of the Baal Shem, they're no more Nevi'im. Okay, the last three Nevi'im were Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, who was the beginning of the Baal Shem. By the time of the Hanukkah story, was later, a couple centuries later, there were no more Nevi'im. So, you know, it's a little bit of a riot around that could happen, but it's not, you know, it's a bit of a problem. The, like a Nevi'im. Okay. So I do want to mention another possible point, and it fits in with what the Rav said. If you look in the work called Sefer HaMakabim, again, the Sefer HaMakabim is among the, I had last week, one of the Kuksuv Machonim, so the different edition. That one is what's called Megillat Chashmonaim, Sefer HaMakabim, the first two books of Sefer HaMakabim are the two books of Sefer Chashmonaim, just slightly different, you know, more or less the same thing, but the different translations of the Sefer HaMakabim. The Sefer HaMakabim has four sections, four parts. So the second two were originally Greek, and there's a lot of introduction here. But yeah, not to be confused with Megillat Hamakim.
Right.
Megillat Hamakim is a short work. It's what was it? 50s verses. I forgot already. Megillat Hamakim is something else, huh? 70s or something like that. Megillat Hamakim is something else. This is a whole different work. This is Sefer HaMakabim. So in the Sefer HaMakabim, in Perek Aleph, we've got something so-called Sarma HaChitzonim, okay, the Apocrypha. So there are four books of the Makabim, okay, but the last one has nothing to do with the Chashmonaim or the Surah, and later the Greek song, they originally been written in Greek. Anyway, so in Perek Yud Dalin, So it speaks about the Shimon, one of the five brothers, okay, and it says in Pasuk Lamed Hei, of Perek Yud Dalet of Makabim Aleph, Vayar Ha'ames Emun Shimon Mesakavar Asherot Alas Hamo Vayisimuhu Nasi Lohem. They appointed him as a Nasi. Okay, he took the job as a Nasi. Doesn't say Melech. And his coin got all Yaras called Eilu Ba'adat Perek Emun Asher Shomer Lamo Vayim Akesh B'Kodol Esam and so on and so forth. Or we honor Hitzliach and so on and so forth. Talks about Shimon. He was the first of the Chashmon, the so-called Hasmonean line. Right? And it says specifically that he was originally took the position as a Nasi. There are references to King, yes, it's true. Okay, but okay, it's a good horror. They're in the Pasuk in Vayikra, also. It's a horror, and here it's not the body, it's a good horror. But someone on the dike, I think I heard the same guy come in and see someone on the dike, but the original Chashmonaim, you know, were still from, so to speak, they didn't take the position. As a matter of fact, in Pasuk Memhei, okay, just a moment. A few psukim later, they all want to follow what he said, and I'll find it. Again, Pasuk Memzayim, rather, by Kabel Shimon, by Eos Leos, Koin Gadol, Leos Tarta, Unisiyayu. Again, he calls himself only a Nasi. So it could be that what, as the Rav said, I don't know if this was his right or not, but the implication of the Sefer Makabim is that it was a temporary thing. It was, we weren't even set up as a Melech. Later on, you know, some of the children and grandchildren who became progressively more Greek and less, you know, less Jewish from the family of Chashmonaim, it was good to be the king, so they want to keep the title king. It was only later that they took the title king, and that's not good. This is what Rambam was talking about. What the Rambam was talking about originally. Now, the Rambam used the word Melech. That's the problem. The Rambam does say, Tamidu Melech Benach Kohanim. It sounds like at the very beginning it was a Melech. But one could say, as the Rambam was saying, it was temporary. It wasn't intended to be spread. So that's certainly one possible approach.
I want to
end
the Leon here now.
A couple generations. Yeah, sure.
Kohen and Melech.
Different from, right. Now, that's certainly one valid approach, that it was originally temporary, and there was what happened later on. So they're both right, you know. It'll be able. I'm going to share with you the B'nai Yisachar. I don't claim to fully understand what he's saying here, but the B'nai Yisachar in Mamor Chodesh Kislev Teves, Mamor Vav, discusses, he says that the Tam Amat Samchu, that the Chachmei Ador LaHamlech, Ma'asof Al-Atzon Chachmei Ador LaHamlech, M'loch Ve'Kohanim, Ba'amin Lahem, Halom Nishma Hashem L'David, that's the Pasuk Tzom, Nishma Hashem L'David Emes, and so on, that they're all always going to be from David. The nearly, now he has, that he named Midas HaMalchus secret Nair. He has some gematrias and so on and so forth, that somehow Nair represents Malchus, and therefore the miracle happened with the Nair, and so therefore they saw this as a right to take the Malchus, temporarily and so on. Okay, again, I don't understand how the gematrias will work. I figured out a couple of them, but I said it's Melech. Havaya and then Ekia, and Havaya then Elohim, and Havaya then Altal Benyur. It does add up to 250 there. Well, how that helps, I don't fully understand. But okay, that's the B'nai Yisrael. So that's an okay. And Osvaldi gives another thing. That's why we were just saying now, right? And he quotes from the Zohar, the Pasuk Kohanecha Yubushu Tedek, Bachasidech Yoranenu. So and then it says, right? So it was only intended as a temporary thing because it always had mind to go back to God. So now we restore, it's really the same thing we're saying here. Now we restore the Melucha. Now we'll straighten out who's supposed to have it. Right now they were in charge. But again, like I think Chazal was saying, right? In other words, and that's Konech Hussein Chazir, which is why did Chazitechir, and he has a whole Russia. But he says that clearly the Nes of Hanukkah came about through the Kohanim, that's for sure. Right? They played that role. That's how the Ramban writes that the why did the Hanukkah play connect to the Mishkan and so on. But anyway, he says, Mizeh HaSeder Muchach L'Perish Hazel Malchus L'Shoah. This clearly was only intended to be a Malchus on a temporary basis. Malchus was a Kayim Divrei David. The Sidur Kedisi Babur Babur Abdech HaTosher B'nei Shikachah. So anyway, he worked it out. I think that's the way he thought has a similar approach to that which we presented here. I didn't see the Rav's drasha I heard also, not in the name of the Rav, also, in the Rishiva Shiur that Rav Reichman put out on Masecha Shavuos in the Dharm. So Masecha Shavuos on Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, which talks about a king testifying and so on, that she was, you know, Avis and so on. So he has in a footnote, 47, he says, Yesh Lodun Benogel Malchi Yisrael, Imchal Din Tom Tosim Alecha Melech Temos Alecha. All the din of a melech apply to the Malchi Yisrael also. That's not a super capacity. He quotes the Rambam that we mentioned. Karakal Zip as well. This again, if you want to look it up, this is in the Rishima Shiurim Shavuos Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, footnote 47. It says, Vayosa Melech Holech Viderech, he quotes that Rambam. Umashma shezei rak im hu amaroidei novi. Again, like I said before, the Rav is medayik. He only has the dinner of melech who's hu amaroidei novi. The chen comes from Radvaz Shom. The Tzorch Shem B'tziv Hashem. That's the Radvaz says on that Rambam. Ulefizei yitokhen, sh'isu d'rabbana l'hoid chav mokum sh'chom melech who's unbelief to him before. Maybe the whole there is only, it came without a direct tzivu. The chen din yana melech, brings up yana. On the other hand, he quotes our Rambam, Perek Gimel Kuzchanik Allah Ha'alev, where he says, you know, they appointed a you know, king and son, Mavur, Shalachol HaMelochim, based on Chashmonite, Kol El Yama, Haradim Melech. Because the Rambam's language is, Chazah HaMalchus L'Yisrael. That implies, Chazah HaMalchus L'Yisrael with all the trappings, whatever that means, whatever Melech means. So that's how they're up here, in this, and they said to look at Ramachat, and so on. But anyway, so the Rambam a little bit, maybe is Mesupik, at least according to this presentation. I saw, just to wrap up, I saw a couple other approaches to this in different works from for Moshe Sternbach. In the Modern Zmanim, the Sefer Modern Zmanim, in the Chelek Zion, in Reish Mem Gimel, that's on the Yontif of Shavuot, he has an essay called Malchus Beisavar Melech HaMashiach. Okay? So he says, HaMefarshim Tamal HaChashmonim, how could they do it? And so on, he quotes the Rabban, they were Chassidei Elyon of HaChashmonim, the great heroes of Hanukkah. But he says, yeah, but if there's such a great hit, how can they make this mistake? And well, what's the idea? And he quotes the Rambam and everything, and he quotes that Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Losa says, Shim Tal Beis, that we mentioned, that it's a lab and so on. So he says, the Nira, the Hine, Mine, Melech, Tzorchus, Hafi, Novi, and so on. Okay? But during the time of the Chashmonaim, he writes, obviously, Pasadavur. Tzorei Chagai, Zechar, Malachi, Nevi'im, Achron, and it was Kvarnik. We know the Chagai Zechariah Malachi, as I mentioned before, the last green Nevi'im that we ever had. That's why if you pay attention, the last Pasuk in Malachi, that he read on Shabbat, I know. The Malachi, in effect, as I mentioned in the past, is signing off the name of all the Nevi'im. And Malachi, it ends. The last few Pasuk of Shabbat is Zichru Taurus Moshe. I remember the Torah. And then it says, Hina Nechi Shalech Lachar Zelera Novi. Meaning, you know, that's the next Novi. He's going to come out of Gemara. Nobody who is there will sign. We don't have any more. The stations don't go off. It used to be at 1 o'clock in the morning. The stations went off. Right, they signed off and they turned back on at 6 in the morning, right? But that's what he's doing. He's saying, I'm signing off in the name of all the Nevi'im until Eliyahu will come back, and that's when it'll be at least maybe how much I go on earth. Anyway, he says, Kishain Navi, so it says of Shemach, suggests, Kishain Navi near the Sanhedrin, Levad Mimimimimimimim. Then it's up to the Sanhedrin. Okay, let's figure out who's supposed to be. So, Hachashmonayim Ro, Sheish Sorach HaHablich Melech, last time he needed to have a Melech, okay? You know, and he quotes the psukim and so on to kind of back this up. But Zubogo, when they came back, anyway, the Chashmonaim Ratzul Melech Lahadgish Zechus Lecheres Lekami. Why did you need to have a Melech? To show that we're free, Taka, right? That having a Melech shows that we are completely free of Greek, of Greek control. And so, therefore, that's why they wanted to do it. Now they couldn't find on the Chashmonaim Lo Matzu Ato Bizera Dovid Haroyim Ulucha. When they came back, the Zubavel, Kate Bavel, Zubavel, right, you know, so, but at that time, there was nobody else. Well, Zohu, Ozl, Chazon, Nevi'im, there were no Nevi'im, Belt, Belt. Lachain, Hamidu, Asum, Kimalachim, Ad, Shizbor, Mizer, Mizer, Dabin, how are you? The Rashmah, so let's figure out who's going to come from, from Malchus, Beis, Dabin, to take over. We'll always have the Chazon, Shom, Ahavet, Tam, Lucham, Mizer, Dabin, Shazay, Rusha, Shom, La'olamim. They had no intention to take this over for all time, okay? And because they were Kohanim, they all meant as a temporary kind of thing. So that's what the Rav Sternbach says over here. Again, it's more than Islam of Chelek Zion to the Reish Mem Gimel. He also has a tshuva about this in the Shal Tshuva. Yeah.
Did they need the Sanhedrin 71 included?
No.
Nobody mentions it.
So, it's a good question. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. In this, another sefer of his, Tshuva Sanhedrin, this is Tshuva. This is Chelek Gimel. Chelek Gimel soon Reish Chof Beis. Okay, raise the question. The same question. That Tema, how could they do this? And so forth. Also, all the questions he has. And so he says, Here's another suggestion. Od nira, the din melech Yisrael, eino elech shemolech al kol eretz Yisrael. The status of a melech, in order to violate, has to be someone who assumes control over all of Eretz Yisrael. What they have, the whole was Yerushalayim and environs, and a little to the Galil, a little bit, you know, but not that much. It wasn't that much of Eretz Yisrael. So he suggests here the Chashmonaim figures we're not ruling over all of Eretz Yisrael. There's not much of a community here. Kevin Shain will admit this Eretz Yisrael. From a high time, I had a butal of Malchi Yisrael in Malchim. That's why the Malchi Yisrael is not of the, you know, say from Malachim, they're all in the northern kingdom, right? Cambridge all have a Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Therefore, there was. How do you say it's done? Was that true? Well, David Solomon did it after that, after Solomon. Yeah, but okay, you're right, but in terms of violating the Isser, the only time you violate the Isser is you take over everything. That's what he wants to say. Well, David Solomon. Yeah, because David kept capturing the Enochanam. It's an interesting point. Maybe that's why it has to be through Solomon. I don't know. Anyway, with that suggestion, okay. What? Yeah. Because it's the Chisson, that's why it's not Isser. That's what he suggested here. Okay? And then he also mentioned this idea of, it's only a question, as long as he says it as a Yerusha and sets it up that way. Okay? And he also says there has to be a certain order. He says because the Rav also spoke about this. You know, whatever. He's one of the full status of the king until you knock out Amalek and Shalom doesn't do it anyway. So this is a suggestion that he has over here. And then another sefer Chochmas Vadas, the sefer on the Chumash, Rav Shtirmach says again another possible approach. Okay, I didn't see any people talk about it. That's why I'm fixating on Rav Shtirmach here. So. Chochmas Vadas. I'm part of my Yechia, not both. So here he says, the Ef Shalomar, the Chola Issa Hurak Hashem Echad Mishar Shvokim wrote the Limo Fishu Lachor Tamrukum Yishev Yehuda. This is what the main source was. Only when you want to uproot it and so on. Here, that wasn't, this is a Shasek Zera. In other words, it's almost like, you know, he doesn't really punch us out in those words, but with me, I would say that maybe he also mentions it all over as well here. But it's almost like Eish Lasos Hashanah, Peres Hashanah. Right? There's sometimes we have to take dramatic action. How do we write down the Torah of the South? I'm sorry, the Torah Shabbat Pen. It's against the day. So we say Eish Lasos Hashanah. Sometimes it's a Shatavchak. Shatavchak can be every dominant. The Chashmonaim considers to be a Shatavchak. That the situation called for dramatic action. And this is what they had to do. And their original intention was only to be a temporary basis. And not now what happened down the line is a different question. But maybe that's what the Rambam says. So anyway, so that's what he mentions over here. In this paper, there's kind of a shot of we have a dog. Just to finish, I once saw it, and I couldn't find it again, but I'll share it with you. Dennis and Abish just had a clever point based on the fact that Aaron HaKohen, as it says in the Parsha Shmos and elsewhere, Parsha Zaira, and elsewhere, married Elisheva Basaminava. Right? So from the mother's side, all the Kohanim are also from Shevi Yehuda. Right? So therefore, he suggested, okay, so, you know, who said that? Obviously, they weren't from Shevi Yehuda, from the father's side, but all Kohanim go back to Aaron. Aaron's wife was Elisheva Basaminava, so they all come back. I don't know if he meant it seriously to answer this question, but that was a possibility. Just end with one comment, really, the Gemara has in Megillah. And maybe this is the Mukh of them, I don't know. The Pasuk says, in Megillah, Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says in the Chumash, at the end of the Tochacha, it says, was Lo Ma'asim, Lo Ga'altim, Lo Ha'achar, B'Yisam, right, the Tochacha, Lo Ma'asim, no matter what happens, I don't hate, and I'll never get rid of the Jewish people. Lo Ma'asim, B'Nei Nevonim, Lo Ga'altim, and Ruchim, even Papa goes, and the Tochacha doesn't hate us all the time. He always leaves us with something. And listen to what it says. Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph, Megillah. Okay? Tana, Lo Ma'asim, Mekasim, Shemana, Kilohem, Daniel, Hanani, Mishabal, Ezaya. Rishmach always left us with good leaders, even in the Golod. Okay? Lo Ga'altim, Bimei Yuvanim, Shemana, Kilohem, Shimon, Atzadik, V'chashmonoi uvona v'matisyo kon gadol onson. The Gemara seems to say that the chashmonoim were a sign that a Kadosh Baruch Hu hasn't totally abandoned us. And maybe that served as a mocker for the Rambam. The last thing I want to say, and people can take this what it's worth, but the Rambam, we know that the chashmonoim descendants are not exactly great pious Jews. Right, that terrible things happen several generations down the line until the whole family is wiped out. And yet the Rambam includes in the in his description and all the other Rishonim and Achronim quoted, Chozo Malchus Yisrael, the kingship returned to the Jewish people. Well, these were not exactly heaven out of Chorva, which means that there is significance to Jewish, and Hordos, who could be worse than that, which means that there is significance to Jewish sovereignty over Eretz Yisrael, even if it's not just a great government. Right? So you can extrapolate from there to other times in Jewish history, like now, where we may not like everything that's going on, but the Jewish sovereignty is the Rambam celebrates that. I wish everyone a prayer for Hanukkah. What's left of it?
That's not welcome. 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 That's